This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And I love it when we have guests who come into the studio who've been here before and know how to do things. So it's great to welcome into the studio Justine Hatfield from the Flying Pigs and Nick Barraclough. Nick, hello, welcome back.
Hello.
Lovely to see you both. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. Justine, landlady or landlordy, as I called you just now, landlady of the Flying Pigs. How long's your involvement? It's been a while, hasn't it, you've been involved?
Yeah, a very long time, actually. I've been running it for 21 years.
Goodness me.
And working there a few years before that as well, so...
Okay, what is it about the pigs that keeps somebody like you there? What is it that's...
I haven't worked out how to leave. And I love it. It's just a great pub. It's a great job. It's a great community that uses it. And, yeah, I couldn't be happier, really.
It is. I mean, it's one of the musical centres of Cambridge, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, yeah.
And they seem to sort of keep trying to build office blocks around you, keep trying to knock you down, but it won't. It doesn't take... You know, it's not a pub that's going to go down without a fight, is it?
Well, it's very important, but we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell.
All right, well, you've been researching into things. Tell us about this new book you've got coming out. What's been going on there?
Yeah, the book comes out on Saturday. It's basically the story of that building, so from when it was built in the 1800s to present day, and all the juicy stories and people involved and things that have happened on the premises throughout all those years.
And was it built as a pub?
Yes.
Right. So yeah. So and who was without giving away the plot of this book, because it'd be a bit, but who was the first one in?
I can't remember his name.
No.
Okay, right.
You have to buy the book.
Yeah. Buy the book, it'll be in there.
I would look in the book, but it hasn't arrived yet.
Yes.
Printers, it's all a bit hairy, a bit last minute.
Okay, so when was it originally opened? Do we know that?
It was 1846, I think. About 1846.
So we got, 160-odd years of history to go through.
It's a long story.
I was going to say, and has it changed over the times? Or has it stayed sort of true to its roots, do you think?
Well, it has. It's changed dramatically, really, inside. Outside, it's pretty much the same, although it has been, since the 1800s, it's been extended, so it's been made longer. But, and inside, it's had several transformations over the years, but...
But transformation's really a lot of ways. It's a bit of wallpaper and maybe move the bar around a bit. But the serving of drinks doesn't change.
I think the attitude and the heart is exactly the same throughout all the years.
Yes. So how did Nick get involved, and what's your take on this, Nick?
It's been a part of, I didn't realise in a way how important the pub has been to me over the years. I went when I worked at another radio station. One of those.
That's old, okay. You can say the name.
One of those old BBC things. Because Radio Cambridge used to be around the back.
Yes, indeed, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the old Heffers Printing Works. They took it over in 1982, and I worked there throughout the 80s. And we'd go there, at the end of the day, to complain about each other, and the manager, and the music we had to play. Like radio people do.
Exactly. We use the pub just over the road here.
Yeah,
it's exactly
yeah,
what it's
on. It was Studio 3 in that set, when I was at Radio Cambridge, and then I started playing there in the last few years because it's just a fantastic place to play. Then my brother-in-law was going through our family tree, because my mother is a Cambridge girl, she was born on Mill Road, and going through her family tree and discovered that her great-grandparents ran the Flying Pig when it was the Crown. It was originally the engineer when it was built, because it was built when the railway came.
Mm-hmm.
To cater for the for railway staff, we think, more than the passengers. Then it became the Crown, and the Richardsons took over in the 1890s. And the Richardsons are my great-great-grandparents. So what with that, Radio Cambridgeshire playing there now, and the fact that I thought, when it comes to it, one day someone's going to be sitting in a meeting somewhere, maybe, is it to what you were alluding to, and what's going to happen to the place, surrounded ominously as it is by... areas of asphalt and other offices. And someone's going to sit in that meeting where decisions ought to be made, and we'll be left with the deciding vote. What will you do? And he'll sit there and go, I don't know. On the one hand, this. On the other, hang on a minute, didn't they write a book about it?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't possibly knock it down if they wrote a book about it.
Well, and if you've got a history, because the trouble with so many of these things, isn't it, you can list landlords and landladies, and you can, and that's great, but as many of the people who do ancestry and everything will tell you, well, that's great, but that just gives you a list of dates and names.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't tell you what went on.
My goodness, though, did stuff go on.
Really? Come on, then, spill some of the beans.
Hills Road. The place off Hills Road. If you go past the past Station Road corner, on the right, the little road, which is called Cambridge Place.
Right.
And Cambridge Place is nothing, a little lane. It's, in fact, the oldest road off Hills Road. You look at any old map, you'll always see Cambridge Place there. And down there in the mid-19th century were many houses of very, very ill repute.
I can hear people making notes.
They're not there now.
Right.
They've gone. But they had a very close relationship with the crown or the engineer. And at one time, famously, we found a newspaper report in the Cambridge Chronicle talking about the fact the police raided the place in the 1880s, when 1870s, and found 14 prostitutes in there.
Good Lord.
14 of them.
That's some party.
I was going to say, and at that point, it wasn't the biggest pub either, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And various licensees and their charges have been found floating in the River Cam.
Really?
Or fighting or crashing their carts into each other on Hills Road Bridge. And but also there are cases of licensees showing great hospitality and great care and being very diplomatic in the way that people who were arrested for drunk and disorderly comported themselves. And there has been one thing, apart from the one chap who was in charge of that fateful night, apart from him and the Miss Bensons,
who were,
as the paper said, no better than they ought to be.
Delightful. What a wonderful way to describe somebody.
Apart from that, the licensees, including particularly Justine and Matt, who run it now, have been remarkably responsible.
Say, you've kept up the standards
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
How easy was it to actually do the research, though? Did the pub itself keep much in the records? Did the breweries keep records?
It's easy.
Like?
You just get Steve Lindley, don't you?
Steve Lindley to do it, yeah.
Right.
He's been actually brilliant. He's been relentlessly looking through all the Cambridge collection and newspaper, just reams and reams of newspapers on the files there. So it hasn't been easy at all, actually. It's been a lot of hard work kind of picking through things to find little tidbits and then building, once you get a date or a name, then kind of looking into that a bit further. And it's been really interesting, actually. The whole thing has been fantastic.
Steve is perfect because he's a music fan for a start, and he's a guitar player. He was at the university, and he's big wheel in camera, isn't he?
Yes.
In a campaign for Real Ale in Cambridge, and knows his pubs and knows pub culture. And right. It was incredible, the stuff that he kept turning up for us.
We were lucky he was a big fan of the Flying Pig and drank there regularly when we started discussing the book. You could feel him, you kind of feel his chair shifting over a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we couldn't have done it without Steve.
And then you found David Parker, didn't
yeah.
you, who was invaluable.
David Parker has been a really helpful part of the book because he lived there for many years, from the age of about 2 to his sort of mid-20s, I think. Mm. And he was in a band, and there's a Sid Barrett link, because David Parker was a musician around that time, and Sid... Well, you'll have to read the book, but he's involved.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds to me like this is one of those... Because Cambridge book, there is 800 years of history and all this sort of stuff, but it's often gown history, isn't
yes.
it? And we're talking real, genuine... This is town, isn't it?
yeah.
With a capital T.
This is
part of the real fabric of the city. And this is going to make a great Christmas gift, I guess.
Absolutely.
So you're ready for Christmas with this. So you're saying that you haven't seen the book yet. I would just point out it is the 6th.
The launch is Saturday. The book is still in Norwich, where it's being printed, and I heard from them today saying, will 100 do for Saturday?
And will 100 do?
So it's getting a bit... No!
No, I don't think it's going to.
I'm worried it's not going to do at all.
Mm. But, so if you want to get one...
Come early. We open at 6 on Saturday.
Right, so let's talk about the event then. So, book launch on Saturday. So yep. Where and when and what?
The book launch is at... Where is it?
That pub on Station Road corner with the pig outside, the Flying Pig.
The book launch is at the Flying Pig. And we'll start at 6 and go on till 11. And Nick will be bringing a band with him. He's bringing all the Federales to play for us, but he'll also be there to chat and sign copies if people want them signed.
That sounds marvellous. And how much is the book going to be?
We don't know yet. Do we know yet?
I love you guys.
We need to talk about it on the way back. We'll talk about
it.
It won't be more than £12.50.
There you go.
It'll probably be £12.50.
Probably about £12.50.
You sound like you've had a lot of fun doing this.
You have no idea. It's been absolutely wonderful. It really has.
Did it surprise you, Justine, as well? I mean, obviously, you know it's been a pub, you know it's had its history, mm-hmm. but was there stuff within it that you thought, wow, never knew that, can't imagine that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I get kind of these weird flashbacks of not just things that have happened in my past since I've been there, but also I can almost feel the other people there now, people like the Miss Bensons. I often kind of feel like they're still around.
Well, that's okay. If any building's ever going to be haunted or anything like that, it's going to be the Flying Pigs, isn't it?
It really is.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing. Has it spurred you on to do other things? Do you think you'd work together on any other collaborations, or is it kind of that this was a one off?
Well, you never know.
I'm fortunate in that that I get to play there regularly, and that's the thing. So I just got to keep in Justine's good books for that. That's essential.
Right.
Yeah, that takes some work.
Because a good gig is a rare thing to find, you see.
Yeah.
And the pig is the best gig. Sounds good in there, you see,
but
the wooden floors.
It is. I was going to say, it is a trick, isn't it? Because you come into the place and, you know, a pub, you know, often you walk down the street and go, there's a pub and there's a pub and there's a pub. How come? What makes a good music venue? Because they're often, you know, they're the same as the one next door, but you guys have really got a magic going on down there.
Two things. I can say the spare bluff is... Two things. Wooden floors is one thing. Could they reverberate?
Right.
And the other thing is having people who run the pub who care about the music for its own sake, not because they sell more beer. And there's many places you play where they really don't care about the music as long as you bring people in.
Yes.
That's all they're bothered about. It's not like that at the Pig. In fact, I've known Justine Hatfield say, there'll be too many people in tonight, which is good, I can concentrate on the music. I mean, that's, you know, that's where you go. That's fantastic.
I don't think that's good business sense, but I know what you're saying.
Well, never get Businesswoman of the Year, will I?
But in a way, yes, you will, because we need this, don't we? People talk so much about authenticity all the time, don't they? But you can't make an authentic pub. It has to be built from the fabric up, and it has to exist. Mm. And these people, they come in with their planning meetings, and let's come up with a funny name, and off we go, and put some old bits of metal in a corner and things like that. That's not how it works, is it? And to be honest, I mean, do you often get the urge to go, do you know what, we're going to strip this out, we're going to do it all modern, and people look at you and go, you dare?
No, the place would fall down if we took anything away.
The posters on the walls won't hold it up.
They absolutely do, yeah, they
good.
Absolutely do.
Good. So long may it continue.
Oh, we are refurbing the pool room at the moment. We're kind of tidying that up because that had got very, very scruffy. So we do, you know, we do kind of update bits here and there, but the main fundamental part of it will always stay the same.
And long may it continue. So the book is called?
It is called A Disorderly House.
It sounds like a great read for Christmas if you're looking for the history of Cambridge, with perhaps one or two stories in there that would shock your mother if she was
They're
reading.
They're all true. They're 100% true.
It sounds wonderful. Okay, who's it published by? How do we have these deals? It's going to cost a bit. They'll have some copies by Saturday, and it's currently in Norwich. Is all I can tell.
Okay. It's published by Ninja Barmaid Records. No, Ninja Barmaid Publishing, which is a sister company of Ninja Barmaid Records.
Right.
Which is my publishing company.
Your publishing company, I was going to say, is it?
Yeah.
The future penguin.
We should have said also that not only Steve researched it, I wrote it, but also anybody who Justine has employed who is an artist, and many of them, because Justine's an artist too, have contributed illustrations to it. So there are some absolutely wonderful illustrations throughout the book, just illustrating some of the things that are happening, that are going on in it. And some of them are hysterically funny, and others are very poignant. So the illustrations are as big a part of the book as the narrative.
See, this is great. The more I hear about this, the more, because this is a book written by the people who are there, people who are involved. Yeah. It's authentic. This isn't just something knocked out by a publishing house in London. This has been done by the people at Cambridge for the people at Cambridge. It sounds great. As I say, if you want something for Christmas, I think this is going to be a real treat. I will personally be down to get my copy at some point. You're going to be able to get. So people are going to be able to get it after the book launch at the pub, or is
the
it going
pub
to be?
We'll sell it throughout. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. And anywhere else, or just mainly through the pub?
We're going to talk to the local bookshops. We'll talk to Heffers and see if they'll take it on. It's got its barcode in place. So there's no reason for them not to. Yeah.
Excellent.
We'll go and schmooze them.
I can't wait to read it. It's been wonderful. So there we go. A Disorderly House is the title of the book. It's the history of the flying pig on Hills Road. It sounds like it's going to be a great read. The authors, Justine Hatfield and Nick Barraclough. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Good luck with it. Have a lovely Christmas and have great fun on Saturday night. Just remind us once again, I mean, is it tickets on Saturday night?
No, just turn up. We'll squeeze you in somewhere.
All right, so Flying Pig Saturday night.
6 you've got six,
and you've got some treats in store. I know it's going to
be. It's going to be a really fun night.
There we
really
go. So fun. If you got, if you've got something booked for Saturday night, cancel it. Go down the Flying Pig. Have a great time on Saturday night.
Thank you very much.